Be still. Listen to my voice. This is just a dream. I have come in answer of your call. You thought I would come right then, when you played the recording of the chants, with the sounds that resonated in your head. You thought the sounds would call me, but it was your own brain, retuned by the sounds that sent out the signal. It told me that you had performed the ritual. Do not protest. When you watched the ritual, you were performing it in your mind. You cleared the floor and drew the pentagram. You lit the candles and placed them at their vertices. You spelled out my name and drew my sigil. Yes, that was my sign, the key to calling and binding me. Or so you thought. I know you expected me to appear right then, and constrained by magic, I would be compelled to negotiate for my release, that I would have no choice but to agree to satisfy your sexual desires. I know of your desires. Your dreams tell me what you long for. You fantasized about the long tongue that would give you oral delights, my firm and athletic build, my tunnel that is a kaleidoscope of unearthly pleasures. And you thought you could lift my tail and please yourself there, that I would be such a willing and happy slave, that I would love to serve an inferior mortal. But alas, for the fool, the summoning incantation was incomplete. One should always verify sources and references. And now I am here in your dream. But is it a dream? If you open your eyes, you will see your own room. It is not uncommon to dream of one's own room. I have not yet emerged from the shadows, so you can only hear my voice. Listen to the chain of words that proceed from my mouth. They emerge from the shadows and reach to you. The chain of words encircling your ankles, tying them together. The chain ascends to your knees, locking them together. My words are powerful and penetrate to your brain, affecting the change in you that I want to occur. The chain wraps around your stomach and wrists as a serpent, reaching to your chest and pinning your arms so slightly, as tight as I command. The chain is around your throat, as I control now your life, or not life. The chain penetrates your brain, locking all thought and response, and is only opened by my key, and it will stay locked for as long as the dream lasts, if it is only a dream. Perhaps I gave away too much. Surely, if you knew it was a dream, you could rise and fight me with your limitless dream powers, or fly away to some safe place far away. But why is it that you are unable to even perform a simple test of reality, seeing as your limbs are restrained so tightly? No, you cannot move at all. other than looking around the room, trying to discern differences between your dream room and the real one. But may I also suggest that the manifestation of a succubus in your room might also give rise to some differences, whether in the real or dream worlds. And here you lie, wondering, frozen in place, a victim of your own lust and the lust you have summoned. So look into the shadows. Does the dark have a form? Is there emotion in the stillness? I moved my tail. Watch as I move it again. Now you may see my arm. Do you see my claws? The ones that can rake your skin. My dark wings hide me so well. Can you see the outlines of my wings? Step out of the darkest shadows. Am I not beautiful in a terrible way? Are my breasts and hips just as you imagined? Look into my eyes. My thoughts are now your thoughts. You beg me to place my hand on your chest. And so I do. I whisper into your ear the spell that claims you as my own puppet.
Amanem givanem yalyanima. Amanem givanem yalyanima. Kizegulier. Sararin boinunya amanem givanem yalyanima kizil gulier sararim yaluna.
Now you want me to place my hand around your throat. So of course I comply, as my master commands. And a kiss as I place my tongue down your throat, though it may be hard for you to breathe. Still breathing? Here, let me sit astride your chest. Oh, do I feel heavier than I look? Yes, I am. This gives me such pleasure to see a proud mortal wondering if he will be allowed one more breath. Take the breath, as this is but the beginning of my pleasure. Now I will move up, and you will please me with your tongue. Use your tongue and explore my tunnel. I will allow you to breathe only as you satisfy me. Do not stop. Give me more. Oh, if you stop, I will dig my nails into your sides. Give me more. Oh, yes. Oh, good human. Oh, such a fragile little mortal. Oh, yes. Oh, squirm for me. Oh, squirm for me. It makes it hotter. Oh, yes. Squirm. Fight. Oh, fight for me. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, is this how you want to die? Oh, then you better work harder. Or you will be smothered by my cunt. Oh, fuck. Oh. Yes. Oh, God. Oh, yes. That's it. That's a good boy. Oh, yes. Yes. Ah. Ah. Oh, yes. Oh. Fuck. Such a good little pet. Oh. Fuck. Oh. Oh, you have done well. Oh, you may breathe. Oh. Hmm. Ooh. How your member stands erect, as if begging for release. A touch from my hand, or my tail, or my lips would bring a quick end to your arousal. Hmm. So we must prolong it if I am to obtain the limit of your energy. Oh. Shh. Hold still as I slip my tail between your legs and around your eggs. Is it tight? Do you think it is tight enough that the seed will now flow? Let us see as the tip of my tail enters you from behind and explores inside. What is that? Do you feel that? Do you feel me stroking you inside? Pressing against that sensitive part? Does it make you want to release so badly? So painfully? And I see you cannot, so it must be tight enough. Oh, what a beautiful color they now have. The extremes of pleasure and pain are both the same. They meet at an apex of euphoria and total expiration. It gives me such pleasure and is the sustainer of my immortality. Now you are the giver and I am the taker. I will mount you now and you will feel pleasure as never before and never again. I will hold you tight and prevent your release until the final moment. I control your movement, your breath, your essence, and your spirit. They are all tightly constrained as an explosive force in a strong container. That which is constrained results in a far more powerful explosion. I must have everything. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Ah. Yes. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's a good little slut. Oh, fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh, fucking hell. Oh, let me grind my clit against you. Oh. Oh. Oh, do you like that? Feeling every inch of your cock deep in my cunt. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so fucking wet, isn't it? And tight as a drum. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Oh, God, yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, I will release you now. Oh, fill me. Oh, give me every last bit. Ah! Yes! Oh, flood me. Yes! Oh, good pet. Oh, good pet. Ah. Ah, yes. Oh, I see you are still breathing. That is good. I have enjoyed myself, mortal. Oh, your energy agrees with me very much. Now I will go fly. And I hope that you recover quickly, as I promise to return. You may serve me for a long time. I wonder how much my sisters will reward me if I share this toy I have found. I must leave now.